This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A homeless encampment got taken down in Denver today for the first time under new mayor Mike Johnston. Members of his staff were on hand, including Cole Chandler.
The reality is they're just going to have to go to another block, which is what's been happening with these sweeps. People have just been moved from one block to the next, and until we can build out a strong low-income housing network, we're going to be in a real challenge with homelessness in the city and county of Denver.
Chandler says this morning's cleanup was necessary for health and safety reasons, but that the new mayor recognizes sweeps don't really solve the problem. Johnston wants to house 1,000 people living on the streets by the end of the year. A plan to change how Colorado's taxes has worked for a decade or more is gaining support, CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Proposition HH is being marketed primarily as a property tax cut, but it also may redirect billions of dollars in Tabor refunds into the state's public education fund over the years. That may be part of why education groups are putting their money behind the measure. The Colorado Education Association and another education advocacy group gave $150,000 to the campaign, almost half the early fundraising totals. The opposition hasn't reported raising much money yet. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he wasn't surprised when Fitch Ratings downgraded the U.S. credit rating this week. They cited a deterioration in governance in the U.S. Bennett says the willingness of some Republicans to threaten defaults or government shutdowns is to blame.
It is absolutely disgraceful that there are politicians in Washington, D.C. that want to threaten government closure and are willing to accept a downgrade of our debt as a result of that.
Republicans are blaming the deficit and increased government spending for the ratings downgrade. This is CPR News and KRCC.